From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is at Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, where Monday he stopped at several memorials honoring America's war dead. The naval base and surrounding airfields were targets of a surprise Japanese attack 75 years ago. Tuesday, Mr. Abe will be the first Japanese leader to visit the Pearl Harbor Memorial above the sunken battleship Arizona. Jeffrey Horning is a research fellow at the Washington-based U.S.-Japan think tank Sasagawa Peace Foundation.
When it first broke, news was that he would be the first prime minister to ever visit Pearl Harbor. But in fact, in the recent weeks, we've learned that he will be the fourth prime minister. However, he will be the first prime minister to visit the Arizona.
Mr. Abe hopes to underscore today's U.S.-Japan alliance. He holds talks with President Barack Obama, who's vacationing in Hawaii. Hornig acknowledges how little the current generation understands the one-time animosity that separated the two countries.
A lot of the younger generation don't know the significance of Pearl Harbor, but given that these two countries were bitter rivals and enemies just within two, three generations ago, it's amazing that they have been able to come this far and reconcile their past history.
A Japanese spokesman said Mr. Abe will not offer an apology for the attack. The visit follows an unprecedented trip to Hiroshima, Japan in May by Mr. Obama, son of the dropping of the first U.S. atomic bomb. According to an unnamed official, Somalia's oft-delayed presidential election is being put off for a fourth time amid allegations of fraud and intimidation. The vote is set for Wednesday, but the official said it will likely be postponed until January 24. The country has been racked by a jihadist insurgency and riven by clan rivalries, and is supposed to swear in members of parliament Wednesday, elected earlier by thousands of delegates from various clans. This is VOA News. Russian divers and submersibles are searching for the so-called black boxes of the Tupolev 154 aircraft that crashed Sunday shortly after takeoff from Sochi on a mission to Syria. All 92 people aboard, including members of the prestigious Red Army Choir, were killed.
Esprimo vive condoglianze.
Pope Francis Monday prayed for those who perished and called on God to console the families of the victims. While nothing has been ruled out, a preliminary assessment points to a technical malfunction or pilot error, not terrorism, as the cause of the crash into the Black Sea. Exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy has been sentenced to 5 years in prison in absentia for posting on Facebook a fake government pledge to dissolve the border with Vietnam. Two social media colleagues were each sentenced to 3 years. Members of the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party have complained of a crackdown by the government of Hun Sen, who's been in power for 3 decades. The border issue with neighbors Vietnam and Thailand has been a sensitive one among many Cambodians. Turkey Monday said it wanted international air support for its assault on the Islamic State-held Syrian town of El Bab. Ibrahim Kalin, a spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said the international coalition must carry out its duties regarding aerial support, the battle we are fighting in El Bab. Not giving such support, he said, is unacceptable. Turkish-backed forces have taken increasing casualties in a weeks-long offensive to take the town. Turkey's been trying to clear its border area of IS and Kurdish fighters. In the northeast Nigerian city of Maiduguri, a repeated target of Boko Haram, a female suicide bomber, was the only fatality in an apparent attack on a cattle market in the Borno state capital Monday. The incident occurred at the Kasuwan Shanu market in the Kasuwa district. A second would-be female bomber was arrested. Indian police Monday said they arrested 4 men suspected of drugging and raping an American tourist at a New Delhi hotel early this year. Among the suspects, a tour guide and his associate, along with a driver and hotel employee. Dipendra Pathak is the New Delhi Joint Police Commissioner.
Delhi police will also seek the police remand custody for all these 4 accused for further custodial interrogation and further developing and collecting the evidences related to this case.
The suspects have denied the charges, the alleged April assault, the latest attack on female foreign tourists. Days after the UN Security Council approved, with a U.S. abstention, a resolution criticizing Israel's settlements, President-elect Donald Trump chided the world body as sad. In a tweet posted on Twitter, he said the UN has such great potential, but right now is just a club for people who get together, talk, and have a good time. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.